Call to worship.
Yes, Pastor.
Selection 74, a great commission. Then the 11 disciples went into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but the Son of Man.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
And Jesus said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day.
And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations.
And ye are witnesses.
Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Now we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did receive you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you
Our righteous Heavenly Father, inasmuch as without thee we cannot do anything, mercifully grant that thy Holy Spirit may come to us at this hour of worship and direct us that we may do all those things according to thy will, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's a great personal pleasure for me to introduce the speaker of the morning, Reverend James O. Olaleye. I probably first met him around 28 years ago when he enrolled in the Baptist Boys High School, Abeokuta, with which Mrs. Patterson and I were associated at that time. He was born in the Obu section of the interesting old city of Abeokuta in the early 1930s. Attended first the Baptist Day School at Ijaya and then the Owu Baptist Day School. And although he was of Anglican background, he joined the Owu Baptist Church. In 1942, he enrolled at the Baptist Boys High School, remaining there until 1946. After working several years, he enrolled at our seminary in Obomashaw, and at the end of 1955 obtained the certificate in theology. Answering the call for pastors of our neighboring convention in Ghana, he went there in the year 1953 as pastor of the Dunkwa Church, where he served for 2 years before being called by the Ghana Baptist Convention to serve as field worker in the departments of Sunday School and Training Union. He came back to his native country of Nigeria in the year 1963, serving 2 years as pastor of the New Aurora Church, after which he went to the large pastorate of the First Baptist Church, Fadete, Nigeria, where he served from 1965 until his resignation last year to enroll in this school. He has a lovely family. His wife is named Victoria, and they have 5 children, a son and 4 daughters. The oldest child, the son, hopes to graduate from the Ayatora Comprehensive High School at the end of this year. All of us rejoice with him and the entire family. over the great improvement and recent release from the hospital of their youngest child, Shadi. We shall listen to him with great pleasure.
I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I bid every one among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has assigned him. For as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, he who teaches in his teaching, he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who contributes in liberality, he who gives aid with zeal, he who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep.
Since we have no much time, I cannot go into analyzing my gratitude to individuals and to groups and to everybody and to the seminary as a whole. But this I want you to know, that I am appreciative of all your concern on me since I've been in the seminary here. I thank Dr. Patterson, Mrs. Patterson, and others. I'm grateful for all you have done here to me, and members of the faculty, and all students. Allow me to say, I thank you all. May God bless you. My topic this morning is the importance of Great Commission. And my text is the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 28, 18 through 20. In fact, I have come across these verses this morning in a responsive reading. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all those things which I have commanded thee. And lo, I am with you from now, even till the end of the earth. I believe study of geography is an essential work of a preacher or a missionary. Jesus outlined geographically his mission work and therefore commissioned us to do this work in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. Paul, the apostle, majored in the areas of his work in going through his missionary enterprises. God used a map book in calling William Carey. As you remember, William Carey said, attempt great things for God and accept great things from God. The missionary organizations in our churches and every groups around as Christians, we try to follow Jesus Christ, especially through the Great Commission. And with prayer, of course, Jesus himself prayed and preached and then commissioned us as Christians to go into the uttermost part of the earth. Why? It is because there is a certain purpose behind, and the purpose is to share Jesus Christ with others. We start to share Jesus Christ at home, in your city, in your nation, abroad, and uttermost part of the earth. Now the task is a continuous task, which you undergo. Now, giving of the mission offerings, and giving of faithful things, prayers and times and not all the rest, now we should consider ourselves. What about self? In a pamphlet called A Dynamic Church, there's one portion there, Spirit of Structures for the 70s. Missions is described as one of a church's work in fulfilling its total missions or purpose in the world. Mission is the work drawn by churches in crossing barriers and borders. These barriers may be geographical, racial, cultural, social, philosophical, physical, or linguistic. A church mission responsibility begins in the community where the church is located and extends throughout the world. What a church cannot do sometimes is done through its agency or through the representatives. Take, for example, the mission boards of the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, when we consider and we look at the back, we should take note of the beginning of our work. For instance, in 1813, Luther Rice traveled from New York down to Savannah on an exportation program leading to foreign mission tax. He was successful, and his success makes him the chief apostle for missionary convictions among Southern Baptists. The new institution had a remarkable vision, which made a 125th anniversary possible. Now we should go forward. We still push forward. We pray. We exercise every effort in Lottie Moon offering, Christmas offering, I mean, and facing the future with high expectation. There should not be any fear. We should take note of that as Baptist missions everywhere. We should not exercise any fear if we want to render our obligation to the Great Commission. We should try sometimes to forget something like timidity. No fear of uncertainty in the mission task in future. Let's believe in that. If we pray and work hard, there's no fear in the success. Praying that God may lead the Southern Baptist Convention, praying each and every one of us into a greater meaning's worldwide missionary enterprise. A missionary assignment today related to God's concern for all people. It is a great job and it costs. There are pulpits around us. They are not pulpits of wood, nor of marbles, but of daily events made our hopes brightened with promise. Now we should pray earnestly about this. James says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any of you merry? Let him sing psalms. Our need is great, materially, economically, spiritually. We should pray about that. And even we have urgent need at present in our convention. Among several were the following. Number one, physicians needed in Barranquilla, Kadri, Jibla, Gaza, Nigeria, and Pusan. Number two, nurses, Asuncion, Ajilon, Sayati, Rhodesia, Persia, Korea, Bangalore, India, Nigeria, and Indonesia. Number three, medical technologists needed in Gaza. Number four, dietitians needed at Asuncion, Paraguay, Barranquilla, Colombia. And five, hospital administrators needed in Angola, India, Colombia. So we need to see all these needs to take care of the physical needs. We should pray to God people to do all these things. Now, but I'm sure that God answered and listened to us every time as we pray. We pray every time, God answers us. Sometimes we don't have money. We pray to God, give us money to do the work, and God gives us money. Sometimes we don't have people to go. Then we pray, God, give us people to go. We need people. And sometimes we have money. Sometimes we have people, even. And when we get people, we say, no visa. Sometimes we have money, no people. We pray about that, and God answers our prayer. How long shall we continue to stay in sins and say grace abounding? I said some minutes ago that this work, this task is great, and we should pray and work hard without any fear. Because every time we pray, oh God, help us that the kingdom of this earth may become the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Now the Southern Baptist Convention will erase certain years sometime and put capital N-O, no, in spite of all explanations or reasons, because sometimes our work is sometimes disturbed by the government laws and others sometimes, but not in many cases, of course, but in few cases, our work is interrupted by the law sometimes. We should try and work and pray and exercise bravely. We are strong people. We are mission. We are not inefficient to carry on God's work. If God's work is great and big, then we should try to, and ask God to help us. If you love God, and if you love our neighbors, for God loves, so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, from whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If we stand with God's word, nobody can be against us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Why should we fear? We, as Christians, as churches, as pastors, seminaries, colleges, universities, why should we fear to render our obligation to God? We should try to share the love with other people. Ms. Hammer, the Sunday school secretary of the Nigerian Baptist Convention, but now an advisor to that department, shared with us at one time about what happens in the place where she went. In the evening, she put on 2 candles on the table, and just some minutes later, a lady came in just to say hello to her and return to her house, according to Yoruba custom. She went there, saluted Miss Hammer, and when she was going back, with her curiosity, this lady said, "Ah, you have 2 candles, and I don't have one." Ah, then Miss Hammer understood, and then said, "My friend, come back. Come back. I'm going to share with you my candles. Have one, and I take one." Then this lady went to her home. I'm very, very happy. So we should share our love. That's Christianity. We have to share with other peoples and to the whole wide world. Not in our place, all the world. These are great tasks we should do so that we should try to escape some corruption. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Christianity, to be shared, is a great religion. It is not a theory or speculation, but a life. And not a philosophy of life even, but a living presence. Therefore, we should pray like Ignatius Loyola, that, oh Lord, teach us, good Lord, to serve thee as thou deservest, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not heal the wounds, to toil and not seek for rest, to labor and not ask for reward, save that of knowing that we do thy will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide upon us all, now and evermore. Amen.